Lufthansa's onboard hospitality begins with a smile at the door. Throughout the flight, the crew ensures that every passenger feels at home. You may feel disconnected from the world below while you're cruising at an altitude of 30,000 feet, but onboard Lufthansa, you're far from isolated. Thanks to Flynet's internet access, your time in the air will fly by. Meanwhile, you can discover your destination before you even touch down via the Lufthansa travel guide and stay ahead of the news with more than 250 free e-journals, including the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and the New York Times, which can be downloaded to your smartphone, tablet or laptop before takeoff to read on the go. There has never been more freedom in flying.
Welcome to the Monocle 100 in association with Lufthansa, our weekly countdown of the opportunities and experiences that travelling offers. Today, we're open for business. We're going to be taking a look at the innovative and adventurous companies that have been nurtured from the ground up. Don't neglect to pay them a visit to see what they're doing right. On the show, we'll meet the women behind a concept store in Hong Kong and the founders of a Swiss eyewear company in Zurich, and we'll have plenty more fresh ideas in between. How do you come up with an idea for a business? Whether it's retail, hospitality, fashion, or print, the 10 companies we're featuring today might inspire your next venture. Do something that you love. Colin Spellman turned his hobby of making non-barrel-aged white whiskey into a fully-fledged business. He opened Kings County Distillery with business partner David Haskell in 2010, the first launch in New York City since the end of Prohibition. It now boasts a tasting room with a cocktail list where every single ingredient is made by the company. For a lesson in good franchising, we head to Zurich. Eyewear label View is only 4 years old, and yet it has 17 shops in Switzerland, Austria, and Germany. No mean feat. This success is down to the quality of the product combined with a savvy business model that combines bricks and mortar retail with an e-commerce offer. CEO Killian Wagner explains more.
The starting point for each customer is very individual. So around 50% of the customers, they start online, but not necessarily buy online. So they either do a try at home from the website, so they have 4 frames at their home and send them back after 4 days. We pay everything at our own risk. Or they find out actually there is a flagship store nearby, in the city nearby, and they visit. And there they have the full-fledged brand experience, all the products, obviously consulting as well. And only a few actually without touching the products will buy online directly. I mean, this is also our target segment. They're interested in getting sort of an idea behind the product, right? The story behind it, the haptic feeling. They're very design affine, urbane, and therefore just buying them without really having a touch and feel, they hardly do.
Where does your product come from? Customers want to know where their vegetables, clothes, and homeware have been produced, and the Made In label has never been bigger business. Seattle-based bag and outerwear brand Filson has opened up a new flagship shop attached to its factory where its products are developed, cut, and sewn. Onion in Bangkok sells young Thai fashion in its home city, and Tartine Manufactory in San Francisco makes its bread fresh in the Heath Ceramics building, where you can also buy pottery made on site. Over in Paris, homeware brand Astier de Villette are committed to keeping manufacturing alive in the French capital. The company is known for its ivory-hued ceramics, which are produced in their 13th arrondissement factory. The company has just added its own letterpress studio to its mini portfolio too. Ripe is a young company in Dubai that recognised the need for good local produce. In a country where 80% of all food is imported, founder Becky Balderston realised there was no opportunity for customers to buy from local farmers. By setting up a subscriber service, launching farmers markets and building on a community of like-minded people, Ripe was born and has been a success since 2011. think about your retail space. Do you want to do one thing really well or be a one-stop shop for everyday needs? Base in Miami is the city's leading light on menswear. It's become such a knowledgeable outlet on style that the company has developed to become a consultancy agency for the hospitality sector under the watchful eye of director Stephen Giles. Over in Shanghai, the Mix Place is a popular vendor of everything from coffee to clothes, but the best reason to go there is the print offer. Within the four low-rise buildings that the shop is housed in are shelves of international magazines and books that push the boundaries of what's available in China. And just over in Hong Kong, two French sisters have set up a shop that caters for their two loves, wine and luxury leather goods. Chateau Zubitel is a two-story store that proves how a mixed concept can be carried off with a little joie de vivre, selling accessories from their own label alongside other French designers with a wine bar for a post-shopping tipple. It's run by Elsa Lepeur and Johanna Lepeur El Iman, and they tell our Hong Kong correspondent more about it.
For me, having a bar within the leather goods and everything we do is like part of our history. So each brand has something to tell about its product or is a, so each time is different. But it makes the retail experience a bit different. So it's what we were looking for.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, it's a good thing that more shops are actually doing it. And I'm not sure there's a wrong way of doing that, because you have a lot of little like bookshops / coffee place, and it's amazing. It's just different, and it makes the experience of shopping or just wandering around a little different. It makes it nicer.
Yeah, and the fact that doing like this kind of bar or cafe or things like that, it's bring people together, as the era where like everyone is on their phone, and so we try to bring back the, you know, the community together.
You've been listening to the Monocle 100 in association with Lufthansa. Be sure to pick up the forecast, which contains all 100 items on our list in full and is available on all good newsstands now. Over this series, we'll be exploring the opportunities, destinations and experiences that travelling with Lufthansa provides, and we invite you to join us on this countdown to your next journey.
Lufthansa's onboard hospitality begins with a smile at the door. Throughout the flight, the crew ensures that every passenger feels at home. You may feel disconnected from the world below while you're cruising at an altitude of 30,000 feet, but onboard Lufthansa, you're far from isolated. Thanks to Flynet's internet access, your time in the air will fly by. Meanwhile, you can discover your destination before you even touch down via the Lufthansa Travel Guide. And stay ahead of the news with more than 250 free e-journals, including the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and the New York Times, which can be downloaded to your smartphone, tablet, or laptop before takeoff to read on the go. There has never been more freedom in flying.